ברוכים הבאים בשם השם, תלמידויס, נעימס ירושלים הקודש, and also, no less important, חברי קהילה, חברויס קהילה, קהילה דרכי יצחוק, ברוכים הבאים בשם השם. We're going to discuss, בעזרת השם יזבורך, for a few moments, a yesoid gadol, with regard to the upcoming Yom Tov of Pesach, which is just 3 or 4 days away. As we've mentioned, those who have been in the Shurim since the beginning of the year, when it comes to the Moyadim, when it comes to the Yomim Tovim, it's absolutely critical that we prepare. Preparing doesn't just mean Pesach cleaning, that's preparing the homes. But it's no less important that we prepare ourselves. And we're thinking to ourselves, how is this Pesach different? Not just ma nishtano ha-laylo hazeh, but ma nishtano ha-Pesach hazeh. It can't just be that we go through Pesach, whatever we did last year, the same words, the same divrei Torah, the same machshavos, the same avodah, that was Pesach tovshim pehe. But Pesach tovshim pevov must have a very unique avodah, because every year is unique. We certainly feel, here in Eretz Yisrael, that we're going through very unique times at the moment, and special times clearly need a special avodah. So we need to think to ourselves, how can we prepare? How can we ensure, Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, that this Pesach is not just an enjoyable Yom Tov, which it should be, but more importantly, it should be an uplifting Yom Tov, it should be an inspiring Yom Tov. It shouldn't just be that we go through Pesach, we really want Pesach to go through us. And that really depends on the preparation. If we were to be asked in one word, how could we sum up the avodah of Pesach and specifically the avodah of Leil HaSeder? So I think we would all agree that the one word that really sums up Avodas Chag HaPesach is, of course, Emuna. It's the Yom Tov of Emuna, it's the first Yom Tov of the year beginning in Chodesh Nisan. And if it's the first Yom Tov, then it must really begin with the first, the Aleph Beis, the first Yesoidos, Aleph Beis, Emuna, and Bitochin. And indeed we know that the three Yomim Tovim that we have during the year, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, correspond to the three Avos, Avraham, Yitzchok, and Yaakov. This was taught to us by the Tor, Machab of the Baal HaTurim, the son of the great Rosh, and he writes in the name of his brother. His brother taught him that the three Yomim Tovim, the three Moyadim, the three Regalim, correspond to the three Avos. So of course each one needs an explanation, but that's not our subject for today, other than the first. Pesach is the Yom Tov of Avraham Avinu. And it's not just because Pesach is the first Yom Tov of the year, and Avraham is the first of the three others. That's not why it corresponds to Avraham Avinu. Rather, because Avraham Avinu is the one who taught Emunah to the world. He was the one who opened his eyes. He was the one who opened other people's eyes. And he discovered that there's a manhig, there's a Baal Habira, there's a controller who's Mashkiach over the world. And he introduced the concept of Emunah into the world. So if the Yom Tov of Pesach corresponds to Avraham Avinu, then the Yom Tov of Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emunah. The concept of Emunah and Bitochin is of course so crucial. It's the Yesoid. It's the basis of every Yid. So that's why we have so many mitzvahs in which we Amakayim Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rishonim, the Sefer HaChinuch, and others explain, why do we have so many mitzvahs Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim? We don't have so many mitzvahs Zeicher Lematan Torah, but Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have lots of mitzvahs. The Ramban teaches us Shabbos, and Mezuzah, and others. And they explain, because Yetzias Mitzrayim is the basis of our Emunah. And Emunah is the basis of Yiddishkeit. That's why we need so many mitzvahs, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now we know, Klal Yisrael essentially did not deserve to leave Mitzrayim. They had almost hit rock bottom, Memtes Shari Tumo. Even when it came to the Yamsuf, we remember the Chazal. What did the Malachim say? Halalu Oivda Avodah, Vahalalu Oivda Avodah. We don't really see a difference. What's the big distinction? We're going to save Klal Yisrael and we're going to kill the Mitzrayim. What's the distinction? They're as bad. Oivda Avodah Zarah. So it's a good question. So what's the answer? So Chazal teach us the answer, and they say, Loi nigalu avoiseinu mimitzrayim elo. The only reason the Klal Yisrael were deemed worthy of being redeemed from Mitzrayim, elo bizchus ho'emuna. Elo bizchus ho'emuna. That was our ticket out of Mitzrayim. So if that's the case, then it makes perfect sense. Don't we know that on Leil Pesach, what is the Avoido? Chayev Odom Liroi says Atzmo, he's going to look at himself. Kilu hu yotzo mimitzrayim. I'm leaving Mitzrayim. What's happening this Wednesday night? It's not just commemorating, it's reliving. We're reliving Yetzias Mitzrayim. But just like when we left Mitzrayim, it was Bizchus the Emuno. Therefore, that's why the Avoida on Pesach is the Avoida of Emunah. You have to relive, reenact, re-experience all over again the Holy Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if we left there, our whole ticket to freedom, Lo Nigalu Avoiseinu Mitzrayim, Elo, only Bizchus Emunah. So in order to leave Mitzrayim, as it were, once again, this year, Tovshim Peivov, what is the Avoida? Emuna. This is Avraham Avinu's Yom Tov, the Omud of Emuna. That is the theme, that is the essence of the Chag HaPesach. Which is therefore very important, just in a practical way, at the Seder night, whether you're a guest or a host, it makes no difference. Especially here in Eretz Yisrael, there's only one night Seder. For us Chutznikim, we're used to two. But here you have to cram everything into one night. It's the glorious night of the year. Why? Because it's the Yom Tov of Emunah. It's the basis. My Heilige Zeide, the Chassam Sofer, when his oldest son got married, the Ksav Sofer, Sofer told his wife, who's my great-great-great-great-great-grandmother, when he took her for the very first time to the Chassam Sofer's home for Pesach. They were a guest, Shana Rishona, at the table of the great Rabban Shel Yisrael, the Chassam Sofer. So the Ksav Sofer told his wife throughout the Seder night, don't look at my father's face. You mustn't look at my father's face. Why not? Because in the Leil HaSeder, he's like a malach. And it's just dangerous to look at his face during the Leil HaSeder. It's printed in the introduction to the Haggadah Shel Pesach of the Chassam Sofer. That the wife of the Ksav Sofer was rather surprised by this. Malach. I mean, a malach on Leil HaSeder, but she was told not to look, so she tried not to look. But in the middle of the Leil HaSeder, she plucked up the courage, she lifted up her eyes, and she looked at the face of the Chassam Sofer, and she fainted on the spot. The daughter of the Chassam Sofer used to describe, there were two nights of the year that a father was like a malach, Leil Yom Kippur and Leil Pesach. So it's true, we're not expected to be on the same level of the Chasam Sofer. We're not Malachi Hashores. The Chasam Sofer was also not a Malach Hashores. But we certainly understand that this is the highlight of the year, and therefore, whether you're a guest around somebody's table, whether you're hosting, whether you're a mother, whether you're a daughter, we have to know, what are we trying to derive from Leil HaSeder? And the answer is, Emuna. So it's true, the children of Mitzvah Hashem will be very cute, and they'll ask Manishtano, and they'll ask their questions, and they'll get their candies. But that's not the essence of the Seder. Yes, we need to get everybody involved at all ages, but the Avodas HaErev is in order, Be'ezras Hashem Yisborach, to emerge with the chizuk in emuna and bitochen b'Kodesh Baruch. So here comes the big question. Here comes the big question, and this is what we're going to try and answer, Mitzvah Hashem, today. If the avoda of Pesach, if the avoda specifically of Leil HaSeder is emuna, so let's look at the Leil HaSeder. And we would expect there to be talk and discussion and quotes all to do with Emuna and Bitochen. That doesn't seem to be the theme. There seems to be a very different theme completely. Do you know what that theme is? The theme is, and you have to pay attention, but when you open your eyes, you'll realize that this is really the essence, it seems to be, of the whole Leil HaSeder from beginning to end. Nothing to do with Emuna and Bitochen, but rather all about Hoido'o. Hoido'o. What does the word Haggadah mean? The Haggadah Shel Pesach. Haggadah, the literal translation of Haggadah, is to tell over, to retell, relate. One of the Rishonim, the Avudram, says an unbelievable thing. Do you know what the word Haggadah is? Do you know where that word is taken from? If you go to Parshas Kisavoy, which is the Parsha of Bikurim. So the Parsha of Bikurim is, you present your fruits to the Kohenim of the Beis HaMikdash, and then you make a whole declaration. Arami Oyved Ovi. The Psukim on the Leil HaSeder are a quote from that Parsha. And it says that you tell the Kohen, Higadati Hayoim, I have come to relate to you today. But what is Bikurim really all about? Bikurim is all about Hakoras HaTov. It's not my work. It's not my efforts. It's not my success. If I have fruits in the field, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Higadati Hayoim means I've come to thank, I've come to express my Hakoras HaTov, says the Avudram. That's what it means, Haggadah Shel Pesach. Haggadah Shel Pesach doesn't just mean to retell, but rather, what does it mean? I've come to thank. The atmosphere, the essence of Leil HaSeder is all about thanking. And if you look at the Haggadah, all the psukim, almost all of the psukim, where are they a quote from? Where would we expect them to be a quote from? So obviously we'd expect them to be a quote from Parshas Shemois, Vo'era, Boi, Beshalach. Those are the parashas of the Golos and the Gula. But most of the Psukim are actually a quote from Parshas Kisavi. Somebody comes to Beis HaMikdash and he says, Arami Oved Ovi, and we went down to Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Why are we quoting Psukim from the parasha of Bikurim? Because Bikurim is all about Hoido and Hakoras HaTov. But it's not just Magid. We have four cups of wine. Says the Maharsha, do you know what the four cups of wine symbolize? How many types of people need to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Arba'o Tzrichim Lahoidois. Four people need to thank Hashem. Who are they? Somebody who was a choila and he recovered from their illness. Somebody who was in jail and got released. Somebody who crossed a midbar, and somebody who crossed the yam. The Gemara says, Arbo Tzrichim Lahoidois. This is the Bach of Hagoimel. Says the Marsha, all four happened to Klal Yisrael. They were choilim in Mitzrayim, they were being beaten up. They crossed the Yam Suf, they crossed the Midbar, and of course they were let out of jail, out of Mitzrayim. So the four koisos are really, what are they? Koisos of Hoidah, Ma'oshiv LaHashem, Kois Yeshuais Esau. I'm taking the kois and I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not just Magid and all the psukim therein. It's also the Arba Koisos. It's all about Hoidah. Next, three matzahs we take. Why do we take three matzahs? And the answer is because we just read yesterday in Parashas Tzav that when you bring a korban toidah, there are three types of bread. The three matzahs represent the three types of bread in the korban toidah. So it's magid, it's the psukim, it's the arba koisos, it's the matzahs, and then of course the highlight of the seder, you get to the end, halel, and finally nishmas. It's all about Hoidah. From beginning to end, that seems to be the theme. The theme is about thanking the Rabbeinu Shloim, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not just thanking for taking us out of Mitzrayim. Nishmas, the essence of Nishmas is not about thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for taking us out of Mitzrayim. It's the fact that we're alive, the fact that we're breathing. Ivorim shepilag tobonu, ruach u'neshama, ilu moli finu shiro kayom. That seems to be what the Leil HaSeder is all about. Thanking, and akoras hatoiv, and hoidoyo, 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 hoidoyo. And therefore, we have this enormous question on our hands. Didn't we just say that Chag HaPesach is really all about Emuna? It's Avraham Avinu's Yom Tov. First Yom Tov of the year is the first Yesod of a Yid, Emuna. So we surely would have expected that the Leil HaSeder would be laden with quotes and discussion about Emuna, but it's not. It's all about thanking. It's all about Hoidah, which is a very important thing. Do you know, I have a Talmud who's from Italy. So I asked him recently, is it true, I once heard, I don't speak Italian, but I heard that in the Italian language there's about 15 or 20 different words for pizza. I asked him, is it true? And he said, yes, it's true. Lahavdil elef alfei avdolos, in our language, Loshon HaKodesh, there are about 15 or 20 words for thanking. Why do they need so many words? Why do they need so many words for pizza? Somebody told me that Eskimos have tens of different words for snow. And we have one word, which is snow. Do you know what the answer is? Whatever is central to your culture, you can't just have one all-inclusive word. Every different types of pizza for an Italian, that's dominant in his culture. That's life. So you have to have this style and this taste and this flavor. As far as we're concerned, we see this white stuff on the street outside that's called snow. But for an Eskimo, snow is life. And if snow is life, then you have to have different types of descriptions for one type of snow, another type of snow. But to us, Klal Yisrael, it's central to thank the Rabbeinu Shalom. So there's no one inclusive word. One size fits all, rather. That's what we're called. What are we called? Yehudiim. We're thankers. Do you know that some people translate, we wake up in the morning and we say, Moida Ani. The first word. The first word that a Yid says when he gets up is Moida Ani, but some translate not Moida Ani, I am thanking, but rather Moida Ani, I am a thanker. That's what I am in essence, it's not just what I do. Moida Ani, I am a thanker. So yes, undoubtedly to thank the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is a dovo godol ma'oid. We are Yehudiim. We thank the Rabbeinu Shloim, but what's that got to do with the Avodas Leil HaSeder, which is all about Emunah and Bitachon? And the answer is, what has Hoidoya got to do with Emuna on Bitochin? And the answer is, everything. Because Rabbeisai, a person can talk and can learn and can study and can hear shiurim and even have cute little fridge magnets all about Emuna Ubitochen. And the $64 trillion question after all said and done is, but how does a person become a Baal Bitochen? We can learn all the Sfarim and listen to all the recordings and all the shiurim, and I know all the songs and about the milers of Bitochen and where you have to boiteach and what it means to be a maimin, but I'm left with the central question, which if I don't have an answer to that question, then I've wasted my time. But how does one become a Baal Emunah? How does one become a Baal Bitochen? So our main Rebbe in the Avodah of Bitochen is the Chovos HaLevavos. The Chovos HaLevavos, as we all know, the Shaar HaBitochen, which is the fourth of 10 Sha'orim. So he talks about Bitochen. And not just talks about it, he teaches us and he takes us by the hand. And the Shaar HaBitochen is the Shaar that every Yid needs to learn and relearn and relearn and relearn. I'm in the middle of learning it again with a chavrusa. So he asked me, we're coming towards the end now, so what are we going to do when we finish Shaar HaBitochen? I said, we'll probably start from the beginning again. Because Bitochen, Emuna Bitochen, is the Aleph base. So this is the big question. This is the central question. It's the biggest question of Emuna or Bitochen. How does one become a Baal Bitochen? I can know all the Mamori Chazal, I can know all the Psukim, I can know all the quotes, I can know everything there is about Bitochen, but if I don't have an answer to this question, but how does a person become a Baal Bitochen, then why are we studying Bitochen? It's a tremendous, rewarding, serene life, a life of tranquility, a life of living B'Yadayim Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all wonderful. But tell me, how do I become that? Imagine if I described to you, do you know there's a certain city and it's called Ramat Bet Shemesh, it's just Gan Eden there. It's unbelievable. I'll tell you all day long about the milers of living in Bet Shemesh and the weather and the people and the kehillas and the rabbonim and the dearest. I just need to one question I need to ask. But how do you get there? Because if I don't know how to get there, there's no point telling me about Ramat Bet Shemesh. So how do I get to be a Baal Bitochen? This is the question of all questions. So this is the question. This is the question that every Yid needs to know an answer. How does one become a Baal Bitochen? So as ever, the answer is to be found in the Chovos HaLevavos, in the Shaar HaBitochen. So listen carefully, because we're discussing now Yesoid HaYesoidos. This is the aleph base of what it means to be a Yid. A Baal Bitochen. I want to just feel that I'm in the loving hands of the Ribbono Shel Olam. How do I do that? So the Chovos HaLevavos teaches us, and it's a very, very simple, simple avodah. Says the Chovos HaLevavos as follows. A person wants to be boiteach. In what? In some koyach, whether it be in a human being or lahavdil in the Ribbono Shel Olam. How am I going to choose the koyach upon which I rely? So the Chovos HaLevavos says, gives us very clear instructions how you choose the koyach that you want to be boiteach in. Firstly, it has to be somebody who loves you, cares about you. Why would I be boiteach in someone or something who doesn't care about me? I should feel secure in their hands, they don't care about me. Number two, somebody who's always available to me. As much as they love me and care about me, but if they're not available, then I can't rely on them. It has to be somebody who has all the resources to help me. Imagine I have a friend who absolutely loves me, is always available, and now I fall into debt, and he's got no money to help me out, so I can't be boiteach in him, because as much as he loves me, and as much as he's available, he doesn't have the resources to help me. It has to be somebody, says the Chayv HaSalvavos, someone, something, who's always been with you, from the moment you were born, knows exactly what's good for you, and that's why they shower chesed upon you the whole time. It has to be a koyach, says the Chayv HaSalvavos, who's willing to help you and wants to help you, even if you don't deserve it. You know why? It's got to be unconditional love, because if it's conditional, then I can't rely on that. Maybe sometimes I don't deserve it. Says the Chayv HaSalvavos, obviously, the only koyach that really checks all of those boxes, Avinu Shebashamayim, showers us with chesed, has been with us since we were born, is unstoppable, has the resources, knows what's good for us, does chesed even if we're undeserving, and then the Chayv HaSalvavos gives us the secret, and he says the following line, which we need to remember for life. Says the Chayv HaSalvavos, Ka'asher, when Yisbarer ze la'odom, when this concept will become clear to a person, V'tischazek hakorosoy, and his recognition becomes clear of all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does to a person. When a person thinks and is misboinein and he recognizes and he strengthens that recognition of how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does and how much we owe him, next two words, Yivtach Boi, then he will be boiteach in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't say that if you think about all the chesed, then it's worth being boiteach. No. Yivtach. That's what will happen. Automatically. The more I'm misbeinin, the more I'm mechazik my recognition of how much chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for me, erev v'voiker v'tzoroyim, yivtach boy, he has just answered our central question on bitochin. How does a person become a baal bitochin? And the answer is, by being aware and recognizing and grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the chesed that he does. Very, very simple answer, and it's a simple equation. The more I remind myself of all the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers me with, the more I realize I have nothing to worry about. I'm in the best possible hands. I can rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm leading a serene, tranquil life of bitochin. So this is the answer. Rabbeisai, this is the answer as taught to us by the Chayv HaSalvavos. How does a person become a Baal Bitochin? The answer is by being grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by constantly reminding ourselves of how much chesed we're zeichet to. And doesn't that therefore explain to us the whole of the Avodas Leil HaSeder? We said that Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emunah and Bitochin, the first Yom Tov of the year. Avraham Avinu is Yom Tov, so we'd expect the Haggadah Shel Pesach to be full of quotes to do with Emunah. And all night long, what are we doing? Magid and Dalet Koses and Bikurim and Halel and Nishmas and Matzahs, which is all about Hoidoya. So we asked, what's Hoidoya got to do with Bitochin? And the answer in one word is everything. Because the person who's not Moedel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a person who doesn't work his way through the evening, after the matzahs, and after the Dalet Koises, and after the Magid, and after the Psukim, and after the Halal, what's the grand finale? Nishmas. Evorim Shepilag Tobonu. I'm walking around. I have legs, I have ears, I have a nose, I can walk, I'm healthy. the more I think about that, that's the extent to which I become a Baal Bitochin, and that is Avodas Lev HaSeder. Didn't David HaMelech teach us Lahagid Baboiker Hasdecho Ve'emunoscho Baleilois? So I think the traditional understanding, which is definitely true, is when it's Boiker. What does Boiker mean? Not just physically it's daytime, it means it's the time of Geula. I see the Yad Hashem. Lahagid Baboiker Hasdecho, I describe the Chesed. But what about Baleilois? What about when it's dark? What about when it's difficult times? What's the avoda then? Ve'emunos chabaleilos. But do we all agree that according to the Chovos Avodos we have a brand new explanation of that pasuk now? You have to read that pasuk in one breath. One breath. Lahagid baboiker chasdecho ve'emunos chabaleilos. If you only are careful and makpid, lahagid baboiker chasdecho, then that will lead you to ve'emunos chabaleilos. Recognizing the chesed transports you to emunah baleilos. It's not two separate halves of the pasuk. One leads you to the other. When Dovel HaMelech says lahagid baboiker chasdecho, that's what enables me ve'emunos chabaleilos. The emunah is based on hoidoyim. The Chofetz Chaim writes this so beautifully. In one of his Sforim, he writes, very important to be mischazikin bitochin. And then he says, v'ho'etza. So what's the advice? Lechazik nafshoi b'inyin zeh. Wonderful. Be a baal bitochin. Can you teach me how to do that? Says the Chofetz Chaim, sure. Sheyisboinein tomid. Think to yourself. Al ha'ovar. How many years I've lived. V'loy chaser loy afilu yoim echod. I was never lacking even for one day. Me'achila and shtia and malbush. I had what to eat and I had what to drink and I had what to wear. Ve'im kein ma loy lidoig. So why does he need to be worried? He's in the best possible hands. Al zman shel habo. That's what the Chofetz Chaim is teaching us. You want to mischazek in bitochein? Concentrate, think about how much chesed that we're zeicher to. As a klal, as a prat, in the past and in the present. And therefore, when we approach this year, Tovshin Peivov, Leil HaSeder, and we're thinking to ourselves, what is it that I'm trying to derive from the Leil HaSeder? And the answer is emuna ubitochem. So why is the whole evening about hoidoya? Because one brings you to the other. A person who is ungrateful will never be a baal bitochem. A person who thinks that he deserves everything, like somebody who came to Rabbeinu HaChazon Ish and said to him, magia li mazal tov, I deserve a mazal tov. So the Chazon Ish said, magia lecha klum. You don't deserve anything. Deserve? You're not a Baal HaKoras HaToiv, you'll never be a Baal Bitochen. I'm relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's all me, Magia Li. Pesach is all about Magia Lecha Klum. It's the Psukim of the Bikurim, I don't deserve these fruits, and I don't deserve to have land, and I don't deserve Eretz Yisrael, and I don't deserve to live. But I'm in the hands of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I recognize how much Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. This is the Avoida of Pesach. Ma nishtano Pesach Tovshin Pei Vov mi Pesach Tovshin Pei He. So I have a feeling this year, on the one hand, it's a challenging Pesach. Sirens, warnings, sorrows, tragedies. For those of you who have young children who haven't been in school for a number of weeks, it's certainly a challenging time. And yet I feel, personally, and I'm just sharing with you a hargosha, it's never been easier to prepare for Pesach than this year. Yes, there are challenges. But this concept of hoidoya, to open our eyes and think of the experiences that we're all going through, every single one of us here, Ba'artseinu Akdosha, what's happened in the last month? Nisim every single day. Every single day, Nisim Gluyim. I have an uncle in Bnei Brak, very big Poisik. I called him up last week. I wanted to ask him a shayla. His wife, my aunt, answers the phone. And we were discussing, how is it in Bnei Brak? They have sirens there the whole time, next to Tel Aviv. She tells me, I just want to tell you the latest nes that everyone's talking about happened just this morning. The latest nes in Bnei Brak. One of the missiles was sent, was intercepted, but shrapnel landed in Bnei Brak. A piece of shrapnel, one of these rissisim, landed in between two buildings in Bnei Brak. I think that itself is a nes already. In between two buildings in Bnei Brak. She said, if it would have landed on either building, it could have ended up in absolute tragedy. It fell in between two buildings. Two things were hit. Number one, a car was hit and it went up in flames straight away. Now, if a car goes up in flames in between two buildings, that's also pikuach nefesh. All of the buildings could have caught fire. But there's one other thing that was hit. Right next to the car, there was a water pump that also got hit. It exploded and the water put out the flames. These are nisim gluim that we're experiencing the whole time. Here in Bet Shemesh, as you are aware, terrible, terrible tragedy on the second or third day of the war. In Bet Shemesh, old Bet Shemesh, 9 lives were taken, Al Kiddush Hashem, including children. And yet, despite, but really because of some of these tragedies, that really should be an understanding for us, that should open our eyes of what could really happen and what's not happening the whole time. I don't know if any of you have seen a picture of these ballistic missiles. You know, each one is the length of a full-size bus that carries hundreds of kilograms of explosives, which if lands on any building, Rahmola litzlan. We have to concentrate on what's not happening. On what's not happening. Last week I was davening shachris in a neighboring shul. Just at the end of davening, a siren went off. Everybody moves out into a neighboring building. And I took my tehillim with me. And I came exactly then, as I hear the booms in the background, I came to a posuk in Perek Lamed Aleph, where Dovra Melech says, Baruch Hashem, ki hifli chasdoi li. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done wondrous chasodim to me, Be'ir Motsoir, in a city under siege. That's exactly what's happening at the moment. We're all experiencing the hifli chasdoi Hashem li, unbelievable chasodim, nisim gluim, Be'ir Motsoir, we're a city, we're a whole country under siege. We have to appreciate the Kippat Barzel, the Iron Dome. What a phenomenal chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that is. I was told a number of times that the Iron Dome, which, if you know how it works, it's an incredible piece of technology, computer science, created in this country and exported to one other country that has a war in it, Ukraine. Of course, nobody's talking about that war because there's no Jews there, so nobody cares. There's a war that's been raging for 2 or 3 years. So they took the Iron Dome technology and they exported it to Ukraine. For some reason, it's not working there. In Eretz Yisrael, Berev Chaste Hashem, 95% success rate. In Ukraine, they had about 60 or 70% success rate. They couldn't understand. So they sent a team of Israeli scientists to Ukraine to go and be mavara. Maybe the technology is not set up correctly. Maybe it's malfunctioning. No, absolutely everything perfect. So why is it not successful? The answer is because al pi darkei teva, that is the success rate of this technology, about 60 or 70%. But in Eretz Yisrael, we don't live al pi darkei teva. In Eretz Yisrael, there's a special hashkocha, the Einei Hashem, as the Torah describes, hashkocha miyuchedes nisim gluim, that nobody can understand. We understand. And all of a sudden, this opens up our eyes to the famous line that we all know of the Ramban, min hanisim hagedolim umufursamim. When there's big, public, famous miracles, then all of a sudden, odom moide benisim hanistorim. Then all of a sudden you realize, you know something, I woke up this morning, not everybody's zeicher to that. And I can walk, and I can talk, and I can eat, and I can feel, and I can hear, and I can see. And that's why on the Leil HaSeder, what is the grand finale? It's not the Hallel. It's the Nishmas. Hallel is said on Nisim. Nishmas is said on day-to-day life. It's the Hallel that transports you to the Nishmas. I once asked my great Rebbe, Reb Nosson Kopshitz, Shlita, you're not allowed to say Hallel every day. That is what it says in the Gemara. Are you allowed to say Nishmas every day? I asked him and he said with a smile, of course you are. Of course you're allowed to say Nishmas every day. So this is really the Avodas Leil HaPesach, to be appreciative. To experience, like I said, this year especially, Pesach should be an easier Avodah. It's challenging, of course. And there's the Pesach cleaning, and there's keeping everybody entertained, and everybody in a good atmosphere. It's true, it's true, it's true. But if the central Avodah of Pesach is the Emunah, which is based on a Yedoyah, then surely it's never been easier. All we have to do is approach these coming days, and then Wednesday night, Leil HaSeder, Bo'aleinu L'Toivo, and be misboining like the Chol Salvavos talks about how much Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showering us with. What happens then? Yivtach boy, you become a Baal Petachim. That's how it works. So let's just finish with one closing line, because that very same Medrash that says, Lo inigalu avoyseinu memitzrayim, elo bizchuso emuna. The only way we were zeicha to be redeemed was through emuna. The closing line of that Medrash is, and so too the Golus that we're in at the moment, that will end with the Gula Asida, will also be Bishar Ho Emuno. So if Chazal teach us that in Nisan Nigalu Uba Nisan Asidin Lihigoyl, then Be'ezus Hashem Yisborach, we will do our part to bring this Gula. We'll do our part these coming days to be misbeinin in these unbelievable nisim that we're being surrounded with every single day. Let nobody chas v'shalom make a mistake and look at the Iron Dome as some type of koichi v'oitzim yodi. It's a chesed elyoin me'akadosh baruch hu. Can you imagine if when these ballistic missiles were launched from Iran to Eretz Yisrael in a matter of minutes, imagine if they would have been working on the Iron Dome and they would have said, yeah, it should be ready in about half a year. Rachmona litzlan, Rachmona litzlan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'roiv chastoi, refuah kodem l'mako. It's all a chesed, it's a chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's no generals and there's no prime ministers and there's no presidents who are pulling the strings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what Emuna Ubitochin is all about. But it's based on Hoidoya. And as much as we concentrate on these nisim gedolim the gluim that are surrounding all of us, yoim yoim, then we wake up and we realize that we're a living miracle, bichlal. When the great Rosh Hashiva, the God Ladoir of Steinman, was ill at the end of his life and he had serious surgery at the age of 100 and he pulled through and he survived. And his doctor said to him, Harav, ata chai benes. You're a living miracle. You know what Steinman said? Gamata. Same as you. No difference between you and me. What's the difference? One is a nes, Godoil umufursim, and one is not. It's the same nes. The Hallel has to lead to the Nishmas, to be appreciative. Baruch Hashem, we have a family. And Baruch Hashem, we have Parnasa. And Baruch Hashem, you as students of the Imas, are zeicha to learn in Eretz Yisrael. Not everybody is zeicha to that. And even through these challenging times, you will never forget for the rest of your life this war of Tovshim Peivav. But above all, let that be a chizuk to the avoda of Hoidoyo, which eventually brings us to lahagid baboiker chasdecha, brings us to the emunos chabaleilois. That's what Pesach is all about. And that chizuk and emunah, that will be our chelak be'ezus Hashem Yisborach in bringing forward and speedily in our days, bias, Mashiach, tzidkenu, and the geula mitzvah Hashem, b'mheira, v'yomenu, amen.